Minister, I'm not going to mince my words. The defective concrete scandal is a national emergency that your government willfully mismanaged for over a decade. The government has worked hard to fool the public, to portray that we are being looked after. The truth is that now we're in the second failed scheme. My staff see suicidal ideation every week in our office. The uncertainty and the feeling of abandonment in this crisis has caused us 40% of homeowners that are living with severe depression. This is the reality, and yet still no timeline when IS 465 will be reviewed. Legislation for retrospective payments has still not been published since the grant amount was increased almost 1 year ago, despite Minister Brown telling us it would be prioritised in June. And let's talk about unethical engineering decisions that are still happening. Chartered engineers under the original scheme made recommendations for full demolition, yet chartered engineers from the Housing Agency continue to overturn them. People are being told their homes are safe when they are not. Complaints have been made to Engineers Ireland, but the government remains silent at the cost of people's health and safety. Minister, the truth is that the government has the power to fix this crisis today, but they don't need to wait till the review of IS 465. The defective concrete has been trotted out as a poor excuse for inaction for far too long. The government wrote the legislation in full knowledge the obstacles would present to accessing the scheme and continue to hide behind this to this day. Under Irish law, the government can declare a national emergency and issue ministerial guidance and fast-track legislation to address this crisis. The legal framework is there, but the will to act is missing. Minister O'Callaghan, I need real answers, and I would be grateful if you'd respectfully give them to me. And those are affected, not running down the clock that usually happens, people looking over and wasting time. We need answers and we need them now. People are suffering, literally dying. This government runs down the clock and delays things. Minister, my first question is, will you and the government use the powers under the Public Service Management Act 1997 to immediately issue ministerial guidelines to the Housing Agency to stop issuing partial fixes and ensure full remediation of affected homes? Second question. The government used its ministerial authority to direct the Housing Agency to reinstate the original engineer's recommendations for full demolition and stop madness of partial fixes that will fail in the future and follow the science. And finally, families who were early movers who were reassured they would not be disadvantaged will be given their legislation to ensure that they're given the 10% retrospective payment that they were meant to get and not be punished.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thanks very much, Deputy Ward, and I'll try to be as succinct in my answers as your questions were. Your first question was whether or not the government would use the Public Service Management Act. The answer to the question is no. The government won't use it because the defective concrete block grant scheme operates under its own primary legislation. And in November 2024, following the receipt of preliminary results from scientific research in Donegal, the department announced changes to the way the scheme works for certain homeowners. And all homeowners who've been given a non-demolition option have been offered a choice of continuing with the work on their dwelling under the option determined or the option of a full technical review of their application by the Housing Agency. And this review will be informed by the current research once the full review of the national standard is complete. Your second question, Deputy Ward, was will the government use its ministerial authority to direct the Housing Agency to reinstate original engineering recommendations? In response to that, Deputy, I'd say that an appeals panel has been established to assess appeals made under the remediation of dwellings damaged by the use of concrete, defective concrete blocks. The panel offers those affected by decisions made by the Housing Agency and local authorities an opportunity to have their cases assessed by an independent group of industry experts. And the points of appeal that are available to an applicant include the validation stage by the local authority, the damage threshold determination made by the Housing Agency, the remediation option, and the grant amount approved, and where a local authority refused to make a grant payment pursuant to grant approval. And it should be noted, Deputy, that the appeals panel is statutorily independent in the performance of its functions. It's independent of the Minister, the Department, and indeed the Housing Agency. Your final question, Deputy Ward, was whether or not families who are early movers in the scheme were told that they would not be disadvantaged. And you want to know, will the government pass the legislation to ensure that all homeowners receive the uplift in rates and cap retrospectively? As I say, the decision from government in 2021 was that applicants under the previous grant scheme would not be disadvantaged from being early movers and would benefit from the increased grant amounts that were available under the current scheme upon its commencement in 2023. This was allowed for in the 2022 Act under transitional provisions, and these early movers have benefited from the increased scheme cap and grant rates provided for. So, Deputy, I welcome your direct and surgically focused questions, and I just wanted to give you those answers as best I could in respect of it. And I'm conscious as well, in terms of legislation that you refer to, there is legislation that I'm instructed will be coming forward, will be introduced as priority in the forthcoming term, and that's something that government, as I say, will give priority to. Thank you, Deputy Ward.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy Ward.
We have unethical engineering going on in this scheme. There's no way, you can't deny it. We have a number of people that were downgraded, were given full demolition. An engineer came out, done their job, examined it, and then it was passed over to the Housing Authority. Looked at the engineer's work and then downgraded a fellow colleague's or a fellow engineer's work. This is unethical. It's unethical engineering. What we've got going on here has been going on. We suspect that this is widespread and it will continue. How can we have engineers determining if something is a downgrade when we are reviewing IS 465 and they're still coming forward and downgrading people today as we speak, even though we do not have IS 465? Can you please put something in place to suspend this so that these people have a chance to get their review done properly, not when we're in the middle of a review of IS 465.
Minister to respond.
Well, Deputy Ward, I will talk to the Minister for Housing, obviously has responsibility for this issue, and I will raise with him the issues you've identified. You mentioned in your reply that you say that there is unethical engineering ongoing in Donegal. If that is the case, there are mechanisms in place to report engineers who are acting unethically, and I would assume and would urge people who believe they're the victims of unethical engineering that they use the appropriate mechanism to report engineers involved in that type of activity. We have an Institute of Engineers in Ireland. It regulates engineering performance, and anyone engaged in unethical behaviour should be brought to the attention of that body. In terms of the other issues you raised in respect of defective concrete blocks, I am conscious of the impact from speaking to Deputy McConlogue and Deputy Gallagher of the impact it is having in Donegal. But I have to say to you, Deputy, the government hasn't been found wanting when it comes to providing money to resolve this scheme. A huge amount of money has been made available in the past and will be in the future.
Thank you, Minister.